Chapter 2. How can I grow as a leader? Leadership develops daily, not in a day. Becoming a leader is a lot like investing successfully in the stock market. If your hope is to make a fortune in a day, you're not going to be successful. What matters most is what you do day by day over the long haul. My friend Tag Short maintains, "The secret of our success is found in our daily agenda. If you continually invest in your leadership development, letting your assets compound, the inevitable result is growth over time." When I teach leadership at conferences, people inevitably ask me whether leaders are born. I always answer, yes, of course they are. I've yet to meet one that came into the world any other way. We all laugh, and then I answer the real question, whether leadership is something a person either possesses or doesn't. Although it's true that some people are born with greater natural gifts than others, the ability to lead is really a collection of skills, nearly all of which can be learned and improved. But that process doesn't happen overnight. Leadership is complicated. It has many facets: respect, experience, emotional strength, people skills, discipline, vision, momentum, timing. The list goes on. As you can see, many factors that come into play in leadership are intangible. That's why leaders require so much seasoning to be effective. It was around the time I turned 50 that I truly began to understand the many aspects of leadership with clarity. The four phases of leadership growth. Whether you do or don't have great natural ability for leadership, your development and progress will probably occur according to the following four phases. Phase 1. I don't know what I don't know. Most people fail to recognize the value of leadership. They believe that leadership is only for a few, for the people at the top of the corporate ladder. They have no idea of the opportunities they're passing up when they don't learn to lead. This point was driven home for me when a college president shared with me that only a handful of students signed up for a leadership course offered by the school. Why? Only a few thought of themselves as leaders. If they had known that leadership is influence, and that in the course of each day most individuals usually try to influence at least four other people, their desire might have been sparked to learn more about the subject. It's unfortunate, because as long as a person doesn't know what he doesn't know, he doesn't grow. Phase 2. I know what I don't know. Usually, at some point in life, we are placed in a leadership position, only to look around.